Our topic today is continuing care standards. Are we achieving excellence? Continuing care, as you know, has been a topic of interest for the past several years in Alberta, and there's been much discussion on it, on the quality and availability of continuing care in our province. New standards, which focus on client-centered quality care based on current best practices, have been developed. But the question is, do these standards fully address the concerns that have been widely expressed, and what do they mean to us individually as community members and healthcare consumers? To address this topic today, our speaker is Trudy Harbidge. Trudy is one of the directors of the Seniors Health Program with the Chinook Health Region. She was adamant that I say that she is not the director. There are more than one, and there is a senior director, Donna Stalmahovich, who is a senior director of seniors care and also one of the vice presidents of the Chinook Health Region. So Trudy will be addressing this topic today. She's been working with the Chinook Health Region since 1991, and I've known her for several years, and I know she brings a lot of knowledge and understanding and passion to this issue. So Trudy.
Good noon. Yes, I just want to say that I've been with the Chinook Health Region since 1991 as for many years as a home care nurse, and then in this position really strongly connected with all the continued care facilities for the last 6 years. And I just want to take this time to say that I do have a great passion on clients in our care across this whole province and across this region. So I'm just going to go through where we are with the standards in Chinook Health Region, working with our clients, and where our journey is going. And hopefully it works for me. So in actually about November 2005, a report came out, and it was called Achieving Excellence. It was a report by the MLA Task Force, and many of you maybe, heard of the AG audit report that on continued care facilities, and then there was an MLA task force. There was three MLAs that traveled across this province, and one of them is here in the room today, Bridget Pasteur, and this report came out. And then after that, there was actually a supplement called Blueprint for Action that Bridget also released that was related to these standards as well. And from then in May 2006, the standards were released. And these standards, the health standards, are administered by Alberta Health and Wellness, and the accommodation standards are by Seniors Ministry. And these standards lay the groundwork for higher quality of life and health care for Albertans. And I know that Mr. King, I'm probably quoting the wrong month, but I think Mr. King came from the Alberta Association for Lodges in Support of Living in about February and spoke about the accommodation standards. So I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about those because my real focus is the health service standards. And the continuing care health service standards apply to all publicly funded care services in either home care, supportive living, and continuing care facilities. So a lot of people think these health standards are just about people in long-term care facilities, but it's if you get care from a public funded, so it's from a home care coordinator or a health care aide that's funded through the health region in your own home or in a lodge setting or in a designated assisted living or in a continuing care facility in the health region, these standards apply. And the continuing care accommodation standards, just briefly saying, there are two sets. There's one that is for the long-term care facilities. We call them continued care facilities in the Chinook Health Region. And then there's supportive living standards that are the accommodation standards for personal care homes, lodges, and designated assisted living. And these supportive living accommodation standards may or may not have a contract with the health region. So they cover places that do not have a contract with the health region as well. So the standards really are addressing, the healthcare standards are really addressing client-centered care. How do we give care to those individual people? So, where we are in our journey to excellence? Well, we in Chinook Health Region, the vision is the best of health for everyone. And so in the past year, we have been really dedicated to implementing these standards. And so I want to go from the focus of where we are in the health region on our four pillars of how we work towards our vision of best health for everyone. And with best access, we have a coordinated access. So if somebody needs home care services or somebody needs some type of living arrangement because they can't manage in their home any longer, there's a number to call, whether you live in Crow's Nest Pass or whether you live in Picture Butte or whether you live in the city of Lethbridge. There's a coordinated access, a one number to call to start getting home care. And from there, that's really on best access. The other piece that's very important to best access that we've been looking at in the Chinook Health Region, and many of you have heard, called the first available bed policy, if you've ever been looking at actually finding placement for a loved one. And in 1999, there was a report, the Broder Report came out, and really promoting for us to look at various living options. And so we in Chinook Health Region really looked at how do we expand the number of living options if people can't live in their homes any longer. So we actually have developed a whole plan that is greater than 10-year plan of looking at how to increase the number of living options for people when they can't live at home. So it was going into partnership with lodges so we can actually have 24-hour personal care in certain lodges in this health region that are in contract with us in lodges, in designated assisted living, in called dementia cottages for dementia care, increasing those numbers in our health region, and looking at truly how many continuing care beds we need, so we're expanding those number of living options. And so we no longer, in one day, we're planning and hoping for that when somebody needs a living option other than living in their own home, they can find a place very quickly and usually within their community and not going outside the community. So that is the goal of the health region. And we're on that journey. I can say that the number of days waiting for people waiting if they need to go for a different living option has dramatically decreased over the last 5 years. We are now just, our goal is much smaller numbers, and we are just a matter of days, usually under a month, when people are usually looking for a placement. And that is far better than many years ago when people were waiting 3 months or 4 months to find some place to live. The next thing is on best care. And best care is really putting the individual first. And how do we do that? That is really when the client receives clear information. So we do have information packages that we have developed over the years in Chinook Health. But over the last year, we're critically looking at, is that really truly meeting the needs of the individual? So they've got clear information. So we're currently revising our information packages, our booklets, those types of things to make it clearer. The other thing is, really important goal is that people go, okay, who is that primary contact? Once I'm connected with the health region, what's that name of that person I connect with? We have to get better at that. We have set up a whole system. It's called managing case management, or being a person that helps manage the case. That's the home care nurse usually. But we have a target to actually ensure that people, if they can say who their personal contact is, that's giving best care. The next thing is best people. Well, what's best people? Well, we've been working in this health region of trying to ensure getting the right person giving the right care in the right place at the right time. So some of the initiatives we've been working in this health region is really expanding the role of the registered licensed practical nurse. What's that role? And really expanding that role, as well as expanding the role of the registered nurse, and also ensuring that the healthcare aides have the knowledge and skills to be able to do the job that people feel secure about. The next thing is on best stewards. Well, best stewards, you think about money, but I think about quality of care. And so it's really promoting wellness. Every person, we hear that, you know, that they want to be as well and independent as long as they possibly can till the day they die. And so how do we promote wellness? And infection and prevention control. We in this health region have a very good infection prevention and control policies and processes, And we have those with all of our partners, whether people are living out in the community or living in our facilities. So ongoing, never satisfied with it being good enough. That is very important to us, prevention of infection. The other thing is, and I'm sorry, I'm going to hesitate there because I want to promote people always to have their flu vaccine. That's what I was going to promote. The other thing is concerns resolution. And what I mean there is that, yes, we do have a concerns resolution policy, and that's if people have a concern, they can call, and they need to have resolution, and people need to feel comfortable that it's important to call when there is a concern, because sometimes it might be a breakdown of communication or a misunderstanding, or people have just not gone too quickly and not given the information that people require, or there is a true concern that needs to be addressed or investigated. So there is a concerns resolution policy that we have in our health regions that we expect our partners that we have contracts with to follow as well. But we believe that we have to do a better and better job of advertising the concerns resolution policy. So that's another piece. The other thing is satisfaction surveys. We in the health region have done satisfaction surveys not on a regular basis, but intermittently. But we now know that we have to and that's what we're working on currently as we speak. How do we actually put satisfaction surveys absolutely in place that people feel comfortable to give that information? The health region actually has just been involved with a provincial healthcare satisfaction survey with Health Quality Council of Alberta this last summer, and it was a pilot, and we're just getting our information back from that, and then we will have all of our continuing care facilities actually use this survey this summer. And then there is the quality indicators for best stewards, and we collect data. What is that outcome information that we collect to ensure that we're giving good quality care, that people are getting adequate food and hydration, because we know that if they aren't well hydrated and don't have enough fluid in them, their skin can break down. So we look at statistics, and we know that of our clients, of if we've got any skin breakdown, if we have any dehydration, if we have any, what is our pain level for our clients. Another big thing is on pain. So those are some of the quality indicators. The next thing is, where are we with our journey? Is that Alberta Health and Wellness, when they put out these standards, there was also announcement of some grant dollars to look at things that needed to improve in this province. And some of the things were is really reviewing where we are with our staffing and if we needed to increase staffing to a set level in our supportive living or our continuing care facilities, and implementing resident assessment instruments, so we do a standard assessment for everyone. So I'm just going to talk about what the heck that is, implementing an RAI process. What that is, it's an international resident assessment instrument. It is an instrument that has been developed internationally and well researched by many, many physicians that specialize in geriatric care. And we in the Chinook Health Region actually adopted these assessment tools both in our continuing care facilities and in our home care in 2000 and 2001. The province now has recognized that these are very good assessment tools, so we are all working with very good, well-researched assessment tools to give good care to our clients. And it is actually, by the end of this year, all health regions in this province will be implementing those tools. In saying that, we know that we always have to get better and better at that. And that's one thing. What's an assessment tool? Well, that goes back to that, to giving good care to clients and planning care with the individual. So that is the next piece. How do we actually enhance case management? Well, what's case management? Well, case management is actually planning the care with the client and ensuring that all the people that they need to be part of their team are there. And that's what a case manager does. So yes, we do case management in this health region, but we are looking at ways of improving that. And actually, we have a person that we have hired to actually coordinate and work with our staff to ensure that that is improved upon. The other thing is increased clinical nurse specialist. We've been given dollars to increase one more clinical nurse specialist in this health region. We already have one. Every health region in this province was either given funding for one or two. We already had one. We've been given funding for one more. This is very exciting because we are very proud of the acute geriatric program we already have in Chinook Health Region, led by Dr. Roland Akuta. Maybe that name is familiar to many of you. And we, under Dr. Roland Akuta, we have two other physicians that specialize in geriatric care. As well, there are nurses that work with that team, and they travel throughout this whole region. So they go out to Crow's Nest Pass, to Milk River, to Raymond, every community, as well as the city of Lethbridge, and they meet and see clients and work with the physicians in all those communities directly. And so what's going to happen is that with this increased nurse specialist, they will actually help support clients, whether they're in their own homes or whether they're in a facility or in the hospital, and there's real complexity to their frail condition, and they need that specialist to come and work with the frontline nursing staff. So that's the job of the clinical nurse specialist. The other thing is the palliative care. There's actually some grant dollars been given for palliative care in this province to improve that in other parts of this province. The Chinook Health Region actually has a palliative care program that was actually organized in 2000, and it has a very small team of physicians and nurses that help people with palliative care, and again help that frontline family, the frontline physician, the frontline nurse throughout the region. And we have developed this program, but now they're expanding it, this program that was developed in the Chinook Health, to the rest of the province. So that's what that initiative is about. So I've talked to you about big initiatives. I call it the framework. But what does it mean to us as a frontline caregivers? Like, how are we actually making this happen, that we're really truly implementing standards and they're just not a book sitting on a shelf? And so what we have done is we've started with awareness, and we are promoting awareness, so actually speaking with every single frontline staff member that there are standards, as well as not only speaking with them, we've developed a pamphlet that every single staff member in Chinook Health Region working in continuing care had to have receipt of that pamphlet before the end of 2006. From there, it's gaining knowledge, and we have actually have a whole implementation plan, and we have a whole coordination of that happening as we speak, about actually putting on educational sessions about what the standards are to our frontline staff. From there is applying the knowledge. So what does that mean to the healthcare provider? Understanding first their standards, but then how do they put that into place? So when it says that I need to know the name of every client needs to know the name of who their personal contact is. Every client needs, we need to be reassured everyone's working off a client-centered care plan. How do we do that? So that is the education that's currently going on right now. Alberta Health and Wellness, at the same time, at the bottom of the page here, has developed, has given dollars to develop an electronic tool. And that is called a web-based learning, e-learning for our staff, that also is ongoing good information for from anywhere from the healthcare aide up to the registered nurse. And this desktop learning is being rolled out as we speak as well in this health region to give education to the staff on this tool. And it's just not electronic, you go on the website and find some information. How it is actually embedded into what do the standards mean to me as a healthcare aide, and how do I apply those standards using the best practice, the best research knowledge out there of how to give the best care. So it's all linked together. From there, that's how we're applying knowledge. But I think the real crux of it is how do we turn standards into values? So it's one thing to say this is a standard, but when it is truly that we live and breathe this every day, because that's just how we should give care, is turning it into values. So that's a really important piece to us. And then we need to evaluate that to actually see that it's actually happening. So back on my previous page when I talked about framework, those are the pieces we have to put in place to ensure we're evaluating after. So, and carrying on forward is then looking at compliance. So as we're busily doing this education right now and really putting the pieces in place of ensuring that every staff member knows what the standards mean and really embedding that so residents also understand their standards out there, and or they don't really have to know the standards, they just know that we're doing good things and the care is getting better and better. At the same time, we're developing a compliance framework throughout this whole province. So yes, we already have contracts with people that we're in partnership, that we're giving care. But within those contracts, we are improving those because we are actually having them give more feedback to us to show evidence of good quality care. The other pieces is like I talked briefly about the surveys, and development of the surveys will give us that feedback and showing that we're doing compliance. And also Seniors Ministry and Alberta Health and Wellness have recently developed a compliance framework that they will actually have more people out in the field ensuring that we are doing good care in the region and inspecting that. So now I've said all that, but what does that mean to me as an individual? Well, when we can't plan and manage to do our own care for ourselves, we will know that our physical and mental emotional self is safe, and the rights as a human being are observed, and my dignity is considered and valued, and I'm honored and respected as a person. I believe that if people feel that when they get care from the health region, then we've done our job right. I want to just end with a piece of poetry. One of the coordinators that's working with us, her name is Peggy Thornton Smith. She has actually done this piece of poetry, and I think it speaks volumes. And this is a piece of poetry that we're using in our education sessions to really push that whole envelope of looking at standards, turning them into values. So let me read it for you. Gravity has tormented my flesh for many years, and yet I feel like I am still new and much of life has been unmet. Once I was young and spent glorious idle days in the sun. I was useful, had people who loved me. I played and had fun. Can you see me now? I rode carriages, horses, bicycles, Chevrolets, and trains. Hard to imagine now that I cannot walk without my canes. Once my eyes sparkled with delight as I gossiped with my friends. I love to dress up, still do, but now I must wear Depends. Can you see me now? I ate meals, chose my bedtime, decided when to rise. I tied my own shoes, I cried, and I dried other people's eyes. I fell in love and had adventures, skipped and skated and fell on the ice. But now I'm in your hands, so please, please, please be nice. Can you see me now? I knew this would happen, that my skin would sag and wrinkle. I would get old. I heard the stories my grandparents recounted of minds that went cold. Somehow I didn't understand that my fickle, fanciful youth would so soon flee, that my life as I knew it would so unceremoniously desert me. Can you see me now? Remember that, like you, I'm a person and still want to choose things that affect my life today, for I am not yet yesterday's news. I know that you are the nurse, and I have wonderful skills, and have wonderful skills I do not. Although I can say it, I thank you, and I appreciate you a lot. My life now, diminished in potential, is hurled by loss and yet another closing door. Now instead of weddings and births, it's funerals and frailty that I cannot ignore. Please take this moment. Remember, I am human and still a person in my own right. For soon enough, you may find yourself weakened and crying out in the night. Can you see me now? Can you see me now? Can you see me now? Thank you.